listening to a Hip Hop Digest special interview with King Killer, Kuchi, and E Green.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest 2018 first interview of the year.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We did it, fellas. Took us to 2018, but we got us a youngin'.
Got one.
And he goes by the name of Hollywood Swervo. What up, homie?
What's good?
What's good, baby? Man.
Not to be confused with Hollywood Greasy.
Hollywood Greasy.
Nah, that's interesting, right?
A man over there, Hollywood Greasy in the Cali with the 84 degree weather.
Oh, for sure. That Hollywood Greasy came from Cookbook, the Puerto Rican. And so I was on Instagram and I saw someone else named Hollywood something. Hollywood Swervo. I was like, let me see what's up with this kid. And I come to find out, it's a young up-and-coming rapper. He's like, let's do this.
All right, so Hollywood Swervo, what you gonna do, at least what I'd like you to try to do, is try to teach some old dogs maybe one or two new tricks, or tell us in an estimation what we're missing.
Oh, wait.
Oh, hold up.
Wait.
Hold up.
We're not switching up to 2018. We gotta ask that question, which is, who are your top three?
Damn, I forgot MCs. About that shit. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I've been out the game for a minute.
Yeah. It's a whole new year.
We gotta ask that question.
All right, my boss, go.
So, who is my top three rappers?
Yeah, your personal list.
Yes,
it don't have to be famous or just who you think is personal to you.
It could be niggas that live down the street from you.
Honestly, my personal list is sort of like nobody would agree with it. Like. Because only reason is because when I start rapping, these are the people who, like, I sort of copied at first until I, like, found my own sound. So it's finna sound horrible. Well, at least one of them gonna sound horrible. So my first one is, well, he's technically not that relevant no more, Roscoe Dash.
Okay.
And that's only because, like, I use auto-tune a lot and, like, when I first started rapping, I moved to Atlanta, and, like, his music is what I listened to, and, like, I sort of copied him at first. But my second one, well, and there's no particular order. My second one is Lil Wayne. That's going to be the number one, like, always. And my third one, this is not all time, by the way. My third one is probably... I can't say myself, so.
You can say yourself.
Fuck it.
It's your personal list.
me, and some mo me.
I might say Drake.
Okay. All right. So since we given our standard questions,
mm-hmm. the next question is, we want to give some background. Do you mind telling folks how old you are? Do you mind doing that?
I'm 23.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Okay. So hearing some of your answers, the couple of them, I was like, okay, well, that puts in that range, so I understand. But go ahead, Killer.
No, I was going to say, you're going to ask, get the standard questions out of the way. What was your first rap CD or other MP3? You're 23, so I don't know, that you bought with your own money?
Honestly, I ain't even, my first thing that I bought wasn't even rap. It was like, well, actually, this is gonna sound horrible, but the first thing I ever bought, you know, Mario, that song, Just a Friend.
Oh yeah.
That's the first CD I ever bought.
Oh, they was banging that around here. That shit was crazy.
Right? Yeah, he's from Baltimore, right?
I think
so. Nah, from Minnesota.
No, I'm talking about,
Oh, Mario? Oh,
Mario, right?
Might be.
Okay.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. That's what's good. So, do you have any... Yeah, go ahead, my man.
My bad. My first rap one was the G-Unit. The G-Unit. I forgot what it's called, but it was a G-Unit album.
Okay. All right. No doubt.
G-Unit.
All right. So now can we get into it, Swerve?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Let's go.
Okay. Right. So, if you know anything about the Digest or whatever, you know, we some old fogies up here, and we always wanted somebody of your age anyway, and in your opinion, to educate us or let us know what we may be missing from your standpoint. I mean,
first up, what is y'all viewpoint on it?
Oh, well,
I'm not gonna beat around the bush. We gonna call some old haters, some old, because a lot of the music sound the same to us, and we just be like, what the hell are they saying? Mumble rap. We just be going in. So we want to know. Okay, go ahead.
A lot of people say that, but like back then, it wasn't that much diversity either. Though it's been the same. Like the same thing happening. Like whoever's the biggest artist, everybody copies behind, and then so, it's like stuff that spawned from that.
Okay,
I get that. I get that because as we know, when Public Enemy was out, there was 20 Public Enemies and so on and so on. However, you again, because probably where you came in, there's always been diversity in hip hop. You could have Biz Markie, you could have the Fat Boys. And LL, and they were all different, and all were on at a certain time. So, I again, it might be because of where you came in. There was a certain level at a certain year when everything just started. I'll just say gangster rap.
I mean, that's true. That's true also, but it's also okay. They were all artists, but it was one that was the biggest one out of all of them. That was the popular sound. So, like, it's diverse now, but it's like the popular thing. Is the catchy stuff that play, and that's like sort of been the good things isn't really always a popular thing.
So my next question, do you do any? And I don't. It doesn't even have to be rap. Do you do any musical history study? Any genres? It could be just straight R&B, jazz, anything. Is anything from history or the study of, do you do any of that or have you done any of that?
Like study-wise, like sitting down, like listening to old stuff.
Well, not you really. Don't even really got to listen. I mean, even just general reading.
Oh, yeah. Well, my dad put me onto this book. I forgot what it was called. I think it was like the Five Elements of Hip Hop or something like that. No, it was like it wasn't a book. It was a documentary or whatever. So I seen that, but like I don't know. Not really like sat down and studied all this, but like it's things I know about it. Like it's not something I'll be against doing. It's just I haven't did it.
Oh, okay. All
right.
That's real.
Can I ask a question? Coming from your side, why do you think that older cats don't like the current hip hop or current rap?
Because rap is mostly about lifestyle, and 90% of the things a person will like is something that relates to them or something that you've seen before. Like, it has to make sense to you. So, young kids like whatever these rappers are rapping about now because they're living that lifestyle or they see that lifestyle. So, if rappers is talking about clothes like Gucci and da-da-da-da, that's in school, that's what you wear to be popular and all that stuff. And everybody wants to be popular. So, it's like these things grab these people, older people. And people are stuck in their ways. So, like, what you grew up to, like, your parents most likely said the music y'all liked was trash. So
they did.
But, like, y'all thought it was the best thing in the world. So y'all grew up with that, and y'all grew up with the artist. But the only thing I can blame for the newer sound of music is the older artists that stopped rapping. Things don't change if they don't stop rapping.
Well, first thing I will, just to put you up on some history, I don't know how old your father is. I'm assuming that he's our age. When you're first generation hip hop, there is 10 to 12 years of your life that existed, there's no such thing as hip hop. There's no such thing as rap. So, from my standpoint, what I would tell somebody like yourself, you have to remember all the music was very segregated. So when you grew up in an African-American household of a certain time, what your parents liked, you liked. So that's only for first generation hip hop. Guys, if you grew up, I mean, if you were born of a certain date and then you grew up and when you, you know, discovered music or music appeared on your horizon, it was always hip hop. It was always there. So, I mean, that's not a criticism. That's just letting you know that we come from a point where there was no hip hop and then there was. And then we our critique is from that. And at least from my standpoint, what was our parents' music was our music because of how we made the music and the amount of sampling we did. All those hit records, most of those hit records were our parents' music. So I guess from my standpoint, had your father, or at least my question is, has anything that your father listened to influenced you?
Yeah, I think like Tupac. Well, okay, it's different influence for me. Like, not really influence where it made me rap that style, but, like, I can appreciate it.
Okay.
So, like, Tupac and, like, and also, like, things, like, I used, like, when I started, like, I was big on, like, punchlines and, like, metaphors and similes and stuff. And I'm still kind of like that now. But, like, so, like, Big L or, like, I don't really like Biggie, to be honest. But who else? And like a lot of like West Coast rap, like what is his name?
Shit.
DJ Quit. Just things like that.
Okay. Okay. What's up?
That's what he put me on. But he also likes the like Scarface and what is it? Yeah, he showed me a lot of Scarface.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
And like maybe it's like a different, like I'm used to a different sound, so like he was showing me it and like he was super enthusiastic about it. And like this, and I didn't really get it. So like I kinda see.
Okay. That's what's good. No doubt. So do you feel a certain kind of way? I'm just, this is just something I always kind of wondered, and I'm not answering you, not asking you to answer for an entire generation. You just, this is just your personal opinion. But do generally, do, and I say this to say, when I was your age, the greatest thing that ever happened to me that I feel like, especially in terms of music, one of the greatest things is getting dissed by somebody older than me. Who who taught me, or at least slowed me down to take a look at some things that I really wasn't looking at. Do young people generally, do they be in their feelings when they get a lot of criticism from older guys? Or is that just, you know, obviously probably just individuals?
I think it depends how the criticism is coming. Cause like if you come at somebody and be like, your music is trash, you don't get them a chance to be or optimistic. Like, but if you be like, this is why I like the older music, and you know, like make it like you fake appreciate what they're doing at least, and then show them something new, you know? Cause like I don't think nobody is not gonna wanna learn like old. Like, I don't want to say old.
No, you can say old, because we old.
Like, you know, like, because everybody, because, like, honestly, once, the more music you know, the bigger you can, the better your creativity can be.
Okay, that's real.
So, if you had the opportunity on your album to have, I'm gonna just for the sake of saying, older rapper, would you, or I don't know if it would, if you or your label or somebody suggested that, would you be open to that?
What year old?
Like, let's just say, like, somebody like Nas, somebody in Nas's camp, and that, like that.
Nas. I mean, I'm not gonna turn down any of these because they all bigger than me, so I'll do it with any one of them. But
okay.
But yeah, I mean, I like to experiment, so I do a lot of like trap beats or whatever. But like, I can actually rap. If I like, I could rap on an older beat. Like, I got songs where I'm rapping on an older beat or whatever, or more of a boom bap beat. Like, so I could do that. With Nas though, I wouldn't even try to do that because I know he'll probably kill me. So,
oh goodness.
Okay. Well, I want to ask about the, anyway, you said you do trap beats now. Do you do most of your own production?
Well, mixing and mastering and all that. I'll get a beat from my friends, or I'll find some online, or some people send it to me through my DMs or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, and I write all my music and all that.
Oh, okay.
And I don't write. I just actually go into the studio and record, and I like do a stop and pause thing.
Okay. So do you know, let's say if you're getting some beats from your friends, what their toolkit is? I mean, as far as the programs they use, that type of thing?
Yeah, I know they use Fruity Loops.
Okay. All right. No doubt.
So I gotta say, basically, I was thinking, how would I be able to explain it? Like King Killer was saying earlier, we were born, hip hop was born through us. You know what I'm saying? Our generation. It was hated on by our parents, just like you said. They hated it. It was bippity bop. What did you listen to all that bippity bop for? Whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
But we, you know, that didn't, it, that wasn't, what they were saying didn't really matter. So we were embracing it because it was something new and different. But at the same time, we still loved their music. So I think for our generation, the three of us that I speak for, it's like, you know, this has been a baby that we have been raising our entire lives. And then we got the younger generation coming along. And again, this is just a feeling. It might totally be wrong. But we feel like we got these younger folks just coming along and not embracing it for what it is, but taking it for just a quick money grab. And I think that's a little bit of the rub from some older guys, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like it's a quantity over quality in the music.
Well, like he said, like with y'all parents' music, y'all were also born listening to that though, also, right? So like,
yes.
So technically hip hop. Okay, wait. So what would be old to our generation? Like technically, what kind of be like 2000s music? That would be old to us, but we lived through that. So that would be like your parents' music or whatever. But right now would be like when y'all were introduced to hip hop. If I'm trying to correlate the two, but like, so basically what I'm saying is like, I don't think it's nobody that don't appreciate it.
Nah, actually, you know what?
Maybe
you just gave me...
Wait, maybe I think they just don't know.
Maybe I think you just gave me an epiphany, and I thank you for that. You know, this is what he just said. He said to him, technically, music is 2000s. So there's enough music in the 2000s that we already hated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but the fact that that's old to them and that he may have grew up on that was already something that we didn't like. So I thank you for that, because now I'm starting to realize more deeper of a disconnect. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why a lot of, like, if you ask kids, like me, like you ask me who my, I said Lil Wayne. Like, that's like of 90% of kids. Like, some people gonna say Soulja Boy, or some might say Lil B, or it's not even necessarily like these people are super dope, excluding Lil Wayne, but like, it's just these were the people who had their moments. Like, these were the people who people grew off on. Like, if you ask a lot of people nowadays if they like Jay-Z, most people going to say yeah because it's the right thing to say. But if you ask them to name more than 3 Jay-Z songs that wasn't on the radio, they're not going to be able to do that.
So, again, like I said, the epiphany, when I think about that, in contrast to when we grew up. So we grew up, and because obviously there was no internet, what was on the radio is what we grew up on. So it didn't matter Earth, Wind, and Fire, Al Green, it didn't matter. Our parents listened to that. Yeah, go ahead, my man. Yeah.
And technically, like, by you saying what was on the radio, like, so all that was force fed to y'all. So the things y'all liked was sort of controlled. Like, y'all were sort of forced to like these things. Within now, it's so much music, like, you gotta pick what you like.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Somebody like yourself, you were left up to your own devices. You pick what you like. So when you got on the computer, where you got on the phone, and Soulja Boy was hitting, you know, that's what you like. Now, my opinion, and this is just my opinion, I think a lot of kids say Wayne, but I still say the modern father of everything that's today, in my opinion, is Soulja Boy. That's just my personal opinion, you know, because I believe that he was at the forefront of the social media movement, which would become later the record industry. You know, Soulja Boy is that dude. Now, he don't get a lot of credit because, you know why? Because of guys like us. And we only judge Soulja Boy on his musical acumen. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If Soulja Boy is a millionaire, I'm happy for him. But I'm one who's saying that he is much more of an influence than anybody else on your generation, in my personal opinion.
Exactly, because, like, I could be wrong on this also, because I feel like back then it was mostly, like, actually back then you could get a on a record label if you had talent. Like, if you had enough talent, somebody would get you. Nowadays, like, for artists nowadays, we gotta be like a marketer. We gotta have extra things, like things people go to school for, like marketing and advertising and all this. Like, we gotta sort of learn our way. But back then, and that's still, like, you could still get to a record label off of talent now, but I feel like it's harder now, because, like, why would they choose you, a talent person with zero followers, when they can get this okay person with 100,000 followers? So it's like, that's how I feel on that part.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Would you be okay with change or categorizing hip hop and rap music, or would you rather just all stay called rap and or hip hop?
I feel it's the same thing. Only reason I feel people want to differentiate it is because how it sounds now. But I feel like only reason it sounds, because technology created more things, like more sounds and more different things you can do. So it's like, I feel like if all the technology that was now was back then, you would get the same thing.
Well,
so like,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go. So go people ahead. Like worked with what they had. And if, like, I go back sometimes and like listen to, like, say, this is going back for me, like 2000 music or whatever. And I listen, and I remember when I was a kid, like, these songs were like amazing, whatever. And I go back and listen to them now, and I'm like, wow, these beats are kind of basic, or these beats are, it's only because they was working with, and it actually makes them even doper to me, because, like, they didn't have that much to work with, and they were making these sounds that's, like, most people wouldn't make. So it's like, to me, I feel like it's the same, it's just a different route. Unless we want to categorize it as hip-hop being, like, that's what I feel like people do. They categorize hip-hop as the conscious rappers and rap as the, like,
party and fun rappers.
Yeah, right? Basically.
I'll make it easy for you. But look, the reason I asked you that is because hip-hop basically is the only genre that doesn't have classifications. You got classifications in rock, you got classifications in country, and so on and so on. And that's okay. It's even okay for what you were describing, the differences. That alone says there should be categories, doesn't it? Like, you could say boom bap, you could say trap, you could say drill. Are all of these different things that we can all enjoy, but it's different.
So what do you think categorizes it? Would the beat categorize it, or how a person's rapping on the beat?
It could be both. Could be both. Because again, let's say you have, are you going to put Mustard in the same category for an award with Pete Rock and Pharrell?
Depend what the category is.
Producer of the year, maybe? Because they all sound different.
True.
So you could say, all of these guys could be producer of the year, but this guy sounds like this, this guy sounds like that. And there's nothing wrong. I know segregation today, segregation tomorrow, and all that is not good. But we're talking about music that clearly sounds differently. And I'm just talking about on the sound. If you just take a person who never heard rap, hip-hop ever before, and let them listen to Lil Wayne, let them listen to, I'll just say, Nas again. And I guess because he broke up with Nicki Minaj, but that's TMZ. Anyway, you take all these different sounds, and it's okay for those sounds to be different, and it's okay for those sounds to be celebrated for what they are. It doesn't take away from, you know, it's like you got all these other genres have all this smorgasbord of awards, but hip-hop or rap has won. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay to me. Are we separating it by song? By song, by song, or by the artist?
Okay, let me take it in a different direction real quick. See, my example...
Go ahead.
No, I guess my example is this. If you have music, specific music categories, I feel like that now, today's game, that your generation, probably 90%, maybe more, you know, or maybe less, 80% of the music is disposable, is lost. Now, and I only say that because you just said that, you know, when you mentioned Lil Wayne, every young guy is going to mention Wayne. And there's a reason why they mentioned Wayne, because for any criticisms I got for Wayne, Wayne was the one who did the majority of MCing. Now, he may not be very good on my point, but that doesn't matter. No, this is what I'm saying. I'm just saying that he put out the majority of his material was at least genre specific and appropriate.
Yeah.
But now you take a guy who I feel like had more influence on a generation like Soulja Boy, and his contribution is going to be largely forgotten because he didn't make that good music. He didn't really make that. So that's the point, what I mean, or at least maybe, I don't know if Irv was trying to make that point about, so you could have, I don't know what type of music you would classify Soulja Boy as, but whatever it was,
dance music.
Okay, and if he was in that category and he was the king of that for a certain amount of time, what he contributed to your generation does not get glossed over, okay? Up against somebody who is uber popular. I mean, Wayne's name is uber popular. You know what I'm saying? Just like Drake's name is uber popular. But I believe in your generation that there are better people who've made better music.
But they're gonna get. I know what you're saying. Yeah. I get what you're saying now.
So
Chief Keef would be like the guy for drill music. I kind of think it kind of is categorized a little bit, but not on the level of like where you'll see it in stores if it's like when they're putting CDs in their place or whatever. But like, I feel like people differentiate it by themselves.
Yeah, that's real. They do. they do, but I'm saying a guy is going to largely, I mean, be, I'm not going to say he's going to be forgotten, but he's not going to get the credit, you know, through history. And that's why I'm looking at the bulk of your music now. I'm just saying, you know, you have somebody, I mean, let's extrapolate this for a hot minute, okay? Let's look at Cardi B now, okay? That's your generation. You know, Cardi B continues to do what she does for number one hits for the next 5 years. You know who you will forget? Nicki Minaj. No matter everything that she did, but she will be a footnote on continuing what's popping. And I think that for the longevity of what you love in your music, it has to count for something. And that's where we stand as far as old head guys. And that's why you may hear the names Nas and Tupac and, you know, Dr. Dre, Snoop, Biggie. It doesn't matter. You're going to hear them names. And being a young guy, you probably be sick of hearing those names. But all of those guys were different. And all of those guys put a mark on the game from different regions and from different coasts. And there's always going to be somebody older that's going to represent them to the fullest.
With that, do you think that'd be possible if, like, cause like Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, they're sort of like similar.
They are.
Only thing is, with Nicki Minaj, that's why the category thing is kind of hard for me, because like I don't think an artist can necessarily be one category unless that's the only type of music he makes. Like with Nicki Minaj, like she makes like a trap song, then she'll make a singing ballad song or whatever, and then she'll make a pop song. Or so it's like, how can you really give them credit in that lane when they diversify their sound?
Well, I mean, you're right. I don't know if you're gonna classify her. Well, now that gets down to the point. Now then, maybe we should stop calling her a rapper. Maybe she does more than that. And maybe the sum of what a lot of people are doing now shouldn't even be called hip hop. And that's probably another thing, probably our generation that definitely disagrees with your generation, that we generally, most of the music that, I ain't gonna say most, well, whatever percentage it is, it's not really even hip hop anyway. So at least that's from our opinion. And a lot of times we be on the show talking about, you know, why don't some industrious person call it something else and keep the party moving, keep it moving. You know, you're going to have success anyway. Every generation does. That's cool. You know, but, you know, that's just my opinion, my two cents.
I think it gets clouded once it gets away from the roots and it gets mainstream.
Oh, definitely. And that does, and that's all music. So, no doubt.
And I feel what that does is, okay, it's this country artist over here that's, they're liked, but they're not really getting that much respect they want. So, hey, this hip hop thing looks cool. Let me try that. Oh, okay. All these white people like me when I rap. Da 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 da. Okay, now I'm a hip hop artist. So it's like it gets diluted, and then, instead of people caring about their craft or caring about their song. Okay, this is what I think. I think it changed when it used to be about your song. Now it's more about, I want to be famous.
Oh, there you go.
Not saying people back then didn't want to be famous, but they wanted to be respected also.
No doubt. And to be sure, yes. And to be sure, once that country artist that you gave an example, once he flipped, country people, they don't want him back. Don't call yourself country. Do what you do. Okay, that's cool, but you're not country. So that's what's up. That's what's up. So before we get out of here, why don't you, we like list on this show, what are you listening to? Three songs right now. What are you listening to? Somebody 23 years old, you want to get the party started? You know, you a DJ. What's the first three joints you going to put on?
This is going to sound super narcissistic, but I honestly only listen to my music. only, and that's not saying other people aren't good. It's just I always want to listen to my music to see what I could do better or what I didn't do right.
Okay.
But if I'm stepping out of that, then it'd be probably Kodak Black. Who else? I like XXXTentacion. Just because people go at him for his antics, but if you listen to his album, it's actually good.
No, actually, you know what? I think he's got some real talent. I hope he stay out of jail.
Exactly. And I also like, see, I'm like, I'm not even like, I don't even listen to, like, I just kind of don't even care about lyrics or really, like, I'm more interested in how a song is structured. Like, I'll listen to an R&B song and I'll be like, I like the way they use that reverb, or like, I like how they did this, and that catches me more. So like, I don't even listen to songs like normal people. I listen to it to dissect it and learn from it. So
okay, that's what's up.
That's why, like, I try, like, I want to try to listen to some rock music, not even to do rock style, like, get their effects and how they use their music and all of that. And that's why I feel like R&B and hip hop or in rap, whatever, all merged, because nowadays everybody's using reverb.
Son.
So it's like,
you are 1000% right.
reverb used to only be used for R&B, like singers, like rappers. Like rappers' vocals was always clean and crisp. It wasn't that many much effects added to rappers' vocals. So that's why a rapper, a Jay-Z, could go in the booth and his whole thing be done in an hour, because like, once you laid your lyrics down, they add some compression and some equalizer, and it's done. But nowadays, you got auto-tune, and you can make your voice sound like you're singing, so you can add reverb and do all these special effects and all this. So that's why, this the advice I could get. When y'all listening to the music, try to listen, instead of going straight for the lyrics or what they're saying, just listen to the audio quality. Like, I give you Post Malone. Like, if you listen to Post Malone, like, his, or Travis Scott, like, they're using auto-tune or whatever. They may not be saying anything that deep. But, like, if you put your headphones in and listen, like, the quality of the audio is just nice. Like, that's why I appreciate Dr. Dre for it. Because he don't just stick to a regular sound. He tries to make his voice switch in different ways. Like Kendrick Lamar, like, I don't think people would have been so accepting to Kendrick Lamar, like how he switches his voice and makes it like sort of girl voice a little bit and all that weird. Like, it sort of makes it cool. Like, it gives a little different thing. And him, he's even better because he could rap with that. Like, he could do all the reverb and all the weird effects, but still rap. So that's why I feel people give him credit, because he still maintains it both.
Well, that's what's up, man. You gave us a nice lesson there at the end.
No doubt, yo. And it's just, it has been, you know, interesting having this conversation. Again, something we've been looking forward to, trying to catch a youngin' that is into this, you know what I'm saying, doing this. And that didn't hurt.
And I could give, like, young people need to listen to the old, I keep saying older music, but like older music also, because like, it, you can, like, you can learn something from every genre. Like, I like listening to, like, if I'm listening to, like, I like Cam'ron a lot, so like, I listen to all these people and I get, like, back then storytelling was amazing. Like, and that's what about me, like, I can make a song, but it's hard to make a song that's storytelling. Like, that's one thing, like, I want to work on and try to do, like, when my mixtape drive, is at least have one song. Because my dad listens to my music, and he's like, he's like, yeah, all these songs is good. And he's like, older, too, so he's looking for content or whatever. He's like, yeah, okay, I like this song, da-da-da-da. He's like, do you got any song that tells about your life? I'm like, not really. And he was like, yeah, you should make at least one of those songs. And I'm like, it's kind of, I don't really, because I don't write, so I don't really know how to do that. So that's what I appreciate about the old hip-hop storytelling. Like, you could, I bet their, like, videos were easy to make because you just followed their storyline.
Okay. Well, that's what's up.
But look, man, why don't you, sorry, King Killer.
Nah, go ahead, man.
No, we got to wrap up. We running close on time. But why don't you let people know where they can find you? Because you know it's a social media world out there. Get them followers.
Follow me on YouTube, Twitter, SoundCloud, Instagram, anything at Hollywood Swervo. No spaces, Hollywood Swervo. Search me on Google. I ain't that hard to find. All actually, right. Some people put Hollywood Swerve. It's S-W-E-R-V-O. So.
All right.
Well, or it's Hollywood Greasy.
Yeah, no doubt. Anyway, yo, I thank you. Thank you so much. You know what I'm saying? Now, at least I know that when a young person is listening to music, he's coming at it not from my perspective. So I know that. And I appreciate you, son.
Definitely. I appreciate y'all for having me.
All right. Take care.
You too.